Welcome back to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the sick point of podcasts. No, it was the sick point last week, but this time it's definitely the bliss point of podcasts again. And as you can tell by my voice, I'm still a little bit sick, but let's just ignore that for the time being. So, the title of this episode tells it all. I want to share some lessons that I've learned lately. If you want to hear them or not, I don't know, but I know they are going to resonate with someone listening. And those are just profound things that I've realized, truly realized and understood. And ever since that happened, I feel like I'm a lot more chill and calm and centered and myself. So I thought I'd share the lessons with you. And I have my little book here. I'm just gonna look them up so I don't forget anything. Well, the first point is pretty evident but important. It's actually to rest when you're sick and when you're not feeling well. I truly believe that any kind of disease is a message to us to slow down. And it's so important to listen to our bodies. I have been guilty of ignoring the signs of my body for such a long time that I ran into trouble big time. I was forced to take a rest when I didn't want to and I didn't feel like it. But at some point, it was just unbearable. And my body literally stopped me in whatever I was doing. So I urge you to take a rest when you're not feeling well, when you are sick. Let your body rest, let your soul rest, let your mind rest, and you'll feel a lot better afterwards. Even if it takes a week or two, or even longer, just give your body the time it needs. Because we are so powerful, and our bodies are so magical. We can literally heal from anything because our body is able to make the antidote to whatever it is that we're faced with. But you need to give it time. You need to give it rest. You need to calm down. That's the first lesson I've learned. Now, the second one is to aim high in life, in whatever I'm doing. It's so important to... There are kids playing outside and they started just when I sat down to record this and I'm like, please be quiet, please be quiet. I don't know if you can hear them, but they're distracting me. Okay, well, where was I? Yes, it's important to aim high because I just think of it like this. If I have a huge goal and that's what I'm aiming for and I reach 80%, I'm still going to be a lot better off than going for this little, really attainable goal that I reach in the same amount of time. I really hope this makes sense, but it's like if you aim really, really high and you fail and it's not perfect, you're still going to be further ahead of yourself, basically, than if you went the safe route or the safe path. So I think I'd rather aim really high and have really crazy dreams and goals and not reach them in the end of my life, then limit myself from the beginning, which is something I have done in the past too. I mean, I was pretty scared to do certain things. For example, I could have studied in London, but I let my rational mind take over and find reasons for it not to work and reasons why I couldn't do it instead of focusing on the reasons why I could have done it. And it's not something I regret in hindsight. I mean, I studied a whole bunch in my life, so I'm not really sad I didn't do it. It's just that I think it would have opened up completely new opportunities. On the other hand, it's also important not to grieve decisions and not to think that they were wrong necessarily, because everything you did in your life and everything you experienced shaped you and made you who you are today. So maybe I wouldn't be sitting here talking into my microphone if I had studied in London. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be. So you never know what things were good for, but you always have a choice and you can always decide to change something if you feel like it. So to sum this up, I would say lesson number 2 is aim high and don't regret anything. Now lesson number 3, and the last one I'm going to cover in this episode, is actually the hardest one. It was the hardest one for me to learn, but I think I finally arrived, and there, I understood it on all levels. It's very simple, but it hurts a little, and it's, you cannot force connections. Period. You just can't. There are some people you resonate with, and others you don't. Some people are going to stay in your life, others are going to leave. Do not stand in their way. Like, just don't. Let them go if they want to go, because you need people who choose you, just like you choose them. You need someone who says yes to you and to the totality and entirety of your being. And that's actually true for every kind of relationship. You don't want someone who's insecure about you. Neither in love, nor in friendship, nor in business. You need someone who trusts you, who you can trust. And that's the second part of this lesson. It's that relationships are mutual. Well, at least they're supposed to be. And sometimes they're not. And that's the moment when it's time for you to step in and actually decide if there's a way to turn this around or not. And if there's no way, don't fight. Just let the person go if they want to go. Tell them to go if they are dragging you down, holding you back from experiencing what you want to experience. And if there is no benefit in a relationship, it's probably better to end it. And I'm talking about mutual benefit. So yeah, lesson number 3 is you can't force connections. So those are my 3 life lessons summed up. And I really hope you enjoyed this. I really hope that I'll be back to normal next week, but I fixed my microphone issue, so that's a good thing. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, as always. If you like this, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, leave a review, and I'll be back next week with some fresh content. I'll catch you then. Bye.